השם. זה ציבור. כן, תודה. פרסייל ישיבה. On a day that's usually spent doing other things. A day that you put into Limud HaTorah and Ruchnius goes down in history. And we don't realize ourselves how much Tzchusa we have from every minute of Limud HaTorah, Kol Shekein, when we have other things to do. And Chayyus Al-Baba says in the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, when he's talking about the Cheshbonus HaNefesh, that people have to make Cheshbonus, and he makes a list, I think it's 30 Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the 11th one is, in the 11th one he writes, he says, as Anusuch, he says, Kol HaYomim Hem Gilyonis, all the days of a person's life are pages, Kisvu Lachem, Masha Atah Roitzel Zocher Bohem. Every person that's born is an author. He's authoring his own book. Every single day is a page. And what you do that day is you're writing. So what happens? And you bring that sefer to Bezdin Shalmaylo. What happens? A person comes up and there's some gewaldike pages, interesting things, and then they have blank pages. Right? You ever buy a book and then when you get into the good part, it's some blank pages? Not geschmack. Six pages full, and then every seventh page, like seventh and eighth page, well, what, every sixth and seventh page, well, what happened on every sixth page? Why are the lines missing and words missing? So every page you fill is, you person has to realize that when he wakes up in the morning, that's what the Chayyus Al-Havas is saying. Whatever you do right now, you're writing on these Gilyonis, you're writing a page in your book that you're going to, I'll speak a few in Yonam, the Gabi Purim. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Kimu v'Kiblu, that even though by Matan Torah there was a Kabbalah Satayra b'Kfiya Tachas Ahar, but Bismana the Neis from Purim, it says Kimu v'Kiblu, the Gemara darshins Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar the Gemara in Shabbos. There was another Kabbalah Satayra, and it was a Kabbalah Beratzel. In other words, it was a whole new level of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kabbalah Oil Torah, that Klal Yisrael was Nisoyra to Bisman the Nes of the Megillah. And why? What was Moira them to that? Rashi, why Dafka Purim? What happened? Rashi says, Me Avas HaNes. There was a certain Avo that was reached, an Avo between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it would seem was Miyuchad about the Nes of Purim, that other Nisim, Yitzias Mitzrayim and others, Vachulu, didn't have this Nekuda to bring the Ava out. What's the Indian? What was special when you heard about the Nes of Purim that brought such an Ava Sanes that Klal Yisrael was able to be Mekabel HaTorah Nochamu Mirotzen? So, Ador Yidun, that the Nes of Purim, state in the Mephoshim, was a Nes B'derech Shel Teva. And even though Al Piho Emes, the Ramban says in Seif Parshas Boy, that there's absolutely no difference between Nes and Teva. Nes is where we see it in Goli. Teva is also a Nes. I think the Loshon in the Ramban is that Teva is really a Nes Tmidi, something that happens constantly. The Nes happens over and over and over constantly. So we call it Teva. But Lamaisa, there is a Zazach of Teva where we don't see the Yad Hashem. And the whole Nes by the Megillah Kayadua was all the Hester upon it. All the years, the whole Megillah, 12 years, 9 to 12 years, it was all events happening with Derech Shel Teva, with no one chat what was going on. And Aval Pikein, there was tremendous Nisim, Nistorim going on B'Toicha Hester. Not only that, but Shteitim Tzvasenes, that the Neis Purim was not B'Zchus Klal Yisrael. Tzvasenes in Yonei Purim says, What's the Lanetzach? What's Miyuchad about Neis Purim? The Chua was Lanetzach. He says because other Nisim that Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to, Ahatzolo, either because of a haftocha from the Bris Meinat Sorim, or certain schusofas, or other schusim that Klal Yisrael has. What happens in a tkufa where they're not roig, where they're not holding by that? He says Purim Klal Yisrael was holding by a darga from the Averis. The Gemara speaks out of Megillah, which Averis, it was not b'schusim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the nes? So he's taking the Sfasemis. It was because a special avol ki hu am kroivoi. B'derech an avol that a father has to abandon. Sometimes it's the kirva leim brings a nes, brings a hatzolo, roi or not roi, even b'zman she'in a roi. So says the Sfasemis, shuosom ha'yisam l'netzach, that's a shuol l'netzach. Because it doesn't matter where we're holding. Doesn't matter where we're holding, that koyach and the schutz we had, Fatzolas Purim, is going to be with us, which whatever matzav you're holding in, the doyr doyrs. That's why sikfosom b'chol doyr v'doyr. So Betzim Klal Yisrael wasn't roi. We didn't see the Yad Hashem. And Afal Pikin, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was pulling the strings, made it men acharakim, the Pasuk says, that there are times where we don't see, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees me rochik. What's a bigger avon? When we talk about Ava Lamoshal, Lumas Yiro. So Kayadua Yiro, the closer you are to the Dover Hamafachid, there's more Yiro. The further you are, there's less. Right? The Yiro of a Fachad. Rashi says, Yiro is Meirochoik, Pachad is Mikoroif. Rashi says, Pachad, what's Pachad when you get closer? You're more fearful, it's a higher level. The closer you get to the Tzorah, the Malchoma, you get more fearful. Avo has an opposite effect. Sometimes when you're Rochik and you still have the Avo, that's a much higher level. When you love something and you're only close to it, that's one Dag of Arvo. But when it's far, and Avo Pekin is a tremendous Avo, that's a much higher level of Avo. That without being close, without being on the darga that you're supposed to be, Afal Pikin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such an Ava for us, the Ava, if you have that darga of Ava from Rechok, it's a much higher level. That was the Ava that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to mitoich the teva, mitoich the nes, that they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every single step, the Rashi brings in Parshas Beshalach, that one of the inyan from Amalek that Klal Yisrael said, "Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu." They were clearing. If they're not pshat in that, I'm not going to go into that now. What exactly was Klal Yisrael clearing? But there was a certain chakira of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. And Kodesh Baruch Hu brought Amalek. Rashi says, "Moshe l'mad dov adoyim," that a father is walking with his child in the forest, and a wild animal comes. The father saved him. Liston comes, and the father saved him. The father put him on his shoulders. Carrying him around to Toshishi. And all of a sudden, he hears the son saying, "Did anyone see my father? Is he around? Is he Taki here? The father's carrying him." The Nimshal is that sometimes we see Nesim Galuyim, we see special Hashkocha in our lives. Wow, what Hashkocha protest stories. That's Sinyan Hashem. And there are other times where we don't. The other times where things are not working out and things are working against us. So we also clear Hayesh Hashem Bikir Ben. What's the answer? In his other rabbi, when a person doesn't see it, so where is he? He's in the teva. That's Hashem's shoulders. Hashem also has two anhogas. When there's the other, when Hashem puts someone on his shoulders, mamish, so you're in the teva. The teva is also the Yivishta. You're in the teva. And also after chab, wow, I'm sitting on my father's shoulders. I didn't even realize it. That was mamish. The next Purim, 100%. We're in the teva. We don't see the Yad Hashem. Person learns the Megillah and you see the Hashkocha. You have to learn the Megillah, Rabbi, so you have to take a Pirush, you go through the Megillah with one of the Pirushim, Al Sheikh, the Malbin, the Menoy Talevi, you pick one. And the things that are going on in the Megillah is every single year you go through it, you find new words and new tzachim in the Psukim that you never realized before that were going on. It's one of the most unbelievable Zachin about Megillah Esther. You think you know the story and you start reading Psukim and you have a word here and something over here, something over the Monas HaLevi said, the end of the Megillah says that Parib Achashverosh put taxes on all the oats and the Iyahayam. Like it's a pasuk that never think of, what's it doing? Who cares that Parib raising taxes? Who cares? That, I'm sorry, Achashverosh. Who cares that Achashverosh raised the taxes? It's a Nagari. Says the Manas Halev, you know why he raised the taxes? Because he was an Oyev Kesef. And Mamela, when Esther became queen, he gave a Hanocho. B'schus Esther, the beloved queen, he gave a deduction to taxes. Paris Achashverosh is not going to be mevater in any money. So Mamela, the end of Megillah is telling us he wanted to get every penny back. Every penny that he deducted, he's not stopped. He's going to get it back. He raised, after the whole story, years later, he raised the taxes again. He had a cheshbon, how much he lost. He was an oyev kesef. What's that nagar? Because when one realizes what Achashverosh money meant to him, and you go back, and you see how he was mevater on the aseret halachim kikur kesef that Haman gave him, say, how could that be? Haman offered him a hoin rav, it was not stopped. He was mevater. What's the answer to that? His life's goal was not to lose a penny, and he's been mevater this. The answer is because his sinner for the Yidden was just as much as someone. He didn't money for that. That's Magdil Denes, Kifleik or Flying. It wasn't only Haman. Achashverosh hated the Yidden just as much as Haman. The biggest Oyev Kesef in the world. And he was willing to be mevater. So when Melech, now let me see the story again, one second. I didn't realize Achashverosh is such a big player. Each, there's so many psukim. You have a line here, you have a line here. And so the Megillah is Miloshen Gilui, it's Megala, it's Megala. Tushas Levi says Megillah is Miloshen Gilui, it's Megala. You read it over again, it's Megala things. You see things differently, just reading over the paper from Yenin Zeitman. That's just reading over the story. We could talk about the Megillah for a long time. Different Zachin that we don't have. That the Megillah, that's why we read it Ki Igeres. You read it Ki Igeres, we unfold it like an Igeres, not wrote. Because one of the timing is because the Megillah, you can't read Perek by Perek, or you're not going to have what's going on. You have to read the whole thing from the beginning till the end straight. And then when you get to the end, wow, now I have what was this about, what was that about? The Chidah says that the first word in the Megillah is Vayehi, the last word is Zarei. The gematria of Vayehi plus Zari is 314. That's the gematria of Shakai. The gematria of the Shem Hashem of Shakai is the Merum, it's at the beginning of the end of the Megillah. What's the Shem Shakai? Rashi brings down in one place, Al HaTorah. The Shem Shakai is She'omer Lo'ilom Oidai. And Rashi brings, Yankev Avinu said, Kel Shakai should be with you. Mi She'omer Lo'ilom Oidai. Yoimar Letzor Seinu Dai. What's the Indian of Oimar Lo Ilom Oidai? Should be Oimar Letzor Seinu Dai. What's the Indian? So the beer is, Machoyer. And what's the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oimar Lo Ilom Oidai? The Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boreh the Oilom with the Asorim Amoris, the mind of Hashem, the Oilom kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which means the Dibur of Hashem was poiled, such as Galus. And it would have gone on and on, ad ein tzoif, that a person would wake up in the morning and everything, you would see the Eibishter. You would see the Eibishter so clearly, there wouldn't be bechira. A person wouldn't even have bechira to do an aveira or anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, lo ilomoy, die, stop. Die is the koyach of tzimtzum. Which a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, till here no more. Which means, a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, there's enough in the world the way it is today, if you want, you'll see me. You'll see me. If you don't, you won't. We can't make it any bigger. There's enough here. That's one of the pshatim in Oymer lo ilom oidai. Yoymer lo tzoris seinu dai. Why does the Eibishter send the person tzoris? Why does the person get tzoris? So you should wake up and realize that there's something that has to be fixed over here. You have to do tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. Every single tzorah that happens is a message. You have to read the message as best you could. What happens if you don't read the message? What happens if a person gets a tzorah and he says it was a mikra? What happened over there is a mikra. People just go and they say it's mikras. So what happens? What does the Torah say in Parshas Kisavai? Afani eilechi mochem bekeri. A mikra, it'll happen again. A mikra, it'll happen again, and it gets worse. Later, there were tzoras going on, Rabbi Yisai. I don't remember for a long time that you had two children in the same family, two brothers being killed at the same time. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about it. It's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Al arba devorim acham aloike. And one of them is, Shez nishbach domam shel shnei achim. It's a scary Gemara. You have to know what pshat is. What does that have to do? Look, there's a Ben Yoyoda over there. It means Ben Yoyoda says it's something like, by likri hachamo. It's like something that people are spoiled from. It's not as a person gets killed here and then we don't know. Two brothers get killed. Like, wait a second, right? And it's not once, and it's not twice. Right? It was the first the Palei children. Two little children were killed in Ramot. Right? It shook up the world. Then, again, recently, over here, in I forgot the name of the Arab town. What was the name of the Arab town? There were two, Khawara? That there were two, 20, 21 years, had two Eretz Yisrael, the Kabochim, on the way to Yeshiva. It was 2 weeks ago, were murdered in the car by an Arab. And then there's recently another Maisa, right? Another Maisa, an American. It was in Phoenix. That there was a fire in the house, and two children died, and then another two, and they say, and then another two, next day. It's talking about brothers, it's talking about children, saying, the Gemara says scary things about this. The person's not Mesoira, just what the message is. A person goes, the mikveh, he doesn't take it, when they're sending messages, it gets more and more, and it gets closer to home. Right? If a person, the moshul, shteitim, person standing on top of the building, he's throwing off pebbles to get, he wants to get attention. And there's a crowd of people going down, he's throwing down pebbles, and one person looks up, but then, how come no one's looking at me? So what is he? He wants everyone to look at him, so what do you do if the people aren't looking? He says, pebbles is not going to do, I'm going to throw rocks. So he takes big rocks and starts to, now everyone looks up, yeah? That's... So, my mate, Lamish, Yoimel Tzoras, say the day is as follows, Abish the same Tzoras, to wake you up. So what does it mean, die? I get the message. When a person says to Abish, I get the message, die. So Misha Oilomo, Misha Omar Oilomo, die is the same die. Misha Omar Oilomo, die is there's enough here that you can see the Abish. When you have a Tzoras, you can use that die. It's Abish, die. I see the Yad Hashem, I see what you're telling me, I don't need Tzoras anymore. It's the same thing that'll be poyul. But the Chidah says that that's what the Megillah is about. The Megillah, the Shem Shaka, is about being able to see the Yad Hashem in every single prat in the Megillah. To be able to see it, there are a lot of remozim. Besides the Poshav Shat, the Rabbi said, right? There are a lot of remozim in the Mshim Shana Shtripolim. He says that there's a big ches in Chur. And Vatikosei, there's a big tof. The ches and tof, in different words, are big. He says, what's the remez? We don't know why. He says why. He says it's a remez of Gzeirus Tach V'Tat. Who knows, tens of thousands of years, I don't know how many were killed in Tach V'Tat. And he says there, the remez is because there was certain Yidin that was supposed to be killed from Gzeirus Homer. Elamai Deimish Dei Rechmonis. But the Gzeirus wasn't his battle. It comes back a little later. Kodesh Baruch was a big Rachman, he pushes it off. And Ramela, all those neshamas that were supposed to be killed in the Zman of the Megillah, it came back in Tach V'Tat, and that's why it's a lot of Ramazim in the Megillah. And the Eitzah is Gedolus. Mastam of the Oilam heard this from the Doiv Ber Weissmandel. He was one of the Eden that saved thousands, tried to save tens of thousands by the Holocaust. And it started from him, others say it over. In the Aseres Bani Hamad, there are four big Oisius. No one knows the chat. No one knows the chat in the four big Oisius. And the four big Oisius in Aseres Bani Hamad. So he says, if you figure out the four Oisius, it's going on the year. It's, what is it? It's 6,000. I forgot exactly. But it's the year. I forgot the amount, I forgot the number of the gematria. You look it up, you work it out. Sheish Alofim, I think it's Sheish Alofim, 407. It's above. What are the big oisius there? Vaizos is above. Vaizos is above. And then what are the other ones? You don't have it. Okay, you have it? Oh, you have it? Are you in the Gemara? And? Another one? And a soft. If you work it out, the Vav is for the 6,000, the other one is the year, it comes out to 1942. It was the year 1942, that was the Nuremberg trials where 10 Nazis were hung. It was the same year. By the trial, the Nuremberg trials, one of the Nazis, I don't remember which one, one of the Nazis, when they put the rope around his neck, he was about to be hanged, he screamed out, Purimfest, 1942. I forgot who it was. One of the 10. So he said, that's the remnants over here, that there's going to be another Aseres B'nai Haman in another year, in that year. And that's the year. The rumors to the Hebrew year. A lot of Muslim in the Megillah. But anyway, Lamaisa, Haman, the Gemara says in okay, so that's one of the Limudim over here about the Gevaldika Ava, getting back to that Nekuda. Asman that we weren't roi, asman that we didn't see the Yad Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, that brings a tremendous Ava. We see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oyi Veisonu, the Mele Klal Yisrael was able to be Mekabel the Torah Meirotzo. Even Tachas HaKfir. There was a Kfir. Because what was the Kfir? Kof Olem Har Kigigas? Because Rabbi said there were times that it's hard to learn. But when it's over to the Ava and Yechat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, no matter where we're holding at all times, we can get the Avas HaTorah Toich HaKfir. Like we mentioned, there's an Avas HaTorah when everything's going great. There's another level of Avas HaTorah, no matter how hard it is, I love it. And that's what Klal Yisrael was able to be Makabel, this Man HaMegillah, Mitoich Avas HaNes. Mitoich this Ava from Shnei HaTzdodim. The Gemara, I always say that Bizman Arichuk is the real test for Ava. That's the real test, that's the real simon. It's a real simon for when you get married. So when you get married, they're going to give you all of Reichem here. No, the Baruchim will know. You take courses and chosen classes on Shalom Bayis, Ish Ve'ishtoi, and all the Zachar, they give you long chosen classes. The chosen classes basically help you for the first month of marriage. That's it. They don't tell you in the chosen class, they don't tell you what it's really about. They don't. That's the Metzius. Afterward, boys, things get rough. She sees that he's not exactly everything I thought he is. Then you see that, wow, he really is. She's not exactly everything I thought, and there were rough times. Things are not going as easy as I thought they would be. What's going on over here? So then, then you go to your rebbe, or whoever to get. But Rabbi said, that's where it's at. The Ava Minishal Ishtoi, people have this misconception that when things are going great, she's doing what she's supposed to be doing, and everything is great, and things are working out. But when it's not, we're going through rough times. I'm not saying it's not rough, but you're in it together. And when you have an Ava to someone, it's no matter what they're doing, where they're holding, it doesn't make a difference. We're together. And the Eibishta was Mezavik Zevugim and put you together. And this Ava was Menetzach, not Netzochim. And Adarabba v'Adarabba. That's where the real Avas, Ish v'Ishtoi, come out. In the longer years when you're going, don't be scared. I'm not scared. I hope I'm not scaring anyone from Akoponim, back to him Yanenu. The Gemara says in Gittin that Bnei Bonov Shel Haman Lomdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. It says Bnei Bonov Shel Haman Lomdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. It's Machlokes today, which yeshiva they're referring to over there. Kol Echad has his pshat. But the Mephoshim, assuming it's Bnei Haman, Derech Agav, there's a Shaila, the Achroidim ask, that how could it be? How could Haman's children, how was Haman's children Zeiche? Haman, Mochi Timcha, Zeiche Molech. How did Haman, How did Haman's children get to learn Torah in Bnei Brak? In Mekabel Geirim Amalek, other kashas. There's a pirush on the Sefer Chasidim from Zalman Margolis. And he says he has a whole piece. He brings the Baal HaTurim, I think it's Parashas Tetzaveh, that changes the girsa. That it's not Bnei Bonim Shel Haman, it's Bnei Bonim Shel Na'aman. That's the girsa of the Baal HaTurim. It's a different girsa. And he goes back and forth to prove that it can't be Bnei Haman Shel Haman, it's really someone else. And after the whole piece, he says, Toida Lashem, Shepazet Zechisi Lekayim Mitzvahs, Mochay Timche Zecher Amalek. He's got him, he ripped him out of the Maseches Gid. He ripped him out, at least Haman. There's another place where it says Amalek, with that you can't really play around. Where's the other place? Where's the other place? In Bava Basra, in Cheskas. A lot of times the Gemara has a simon to remember a few cases, right? In Bava Basra, what the hell, I forgot. It's in Cheskas. It says there's simon Amalek. What's the simon for? Dovi, what's the simon? Orif Malve, Kablon. Orif Malve, Loive Kablon. Orif Malve, Loive Kablon. Four different cases. And the Veld asks, couldn't find a different simon. Mochi Timcha, Yaakov Emden is the kasha over there. He says Abshat. He says Abshat over there. Yaakov Emden Hagois. But Akoponim, that one you can't wipe. It's interesting when you're learning about Basra. But the Poshna Abshat in the Gemara Gittin is Bnei Bonim Shel Haman. Why was he Zaych? Why was it? There must be something here about Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, pays back every tzchus, he had some tzchus. So in the Michtav Eliyahu, he has a piece about this. He says there are many things we learn out from Haman. Be'etzem Haman in the Megillah said a shir kloli on Inyoni Hashgoch. That's what he did. He said a shir kloli on Inyoni Hashgoch. And he taught us a lot. And he taught us, I would say, this is one thing. Number one, he taught us that a person cannot be negea, can't change Hashgoch, kimole nimo, a hair's breadth. If there is something that's nigzar from the Eibishter, you can't change it no matter what. And Rabbi say it's a pashut yisoid. But one looks about Haman, everything that Haman did, and he thought he's arranging the whole. He thought he's the main player in the story. Rabbi say he's the king and queen in the chess game. He's not. At the end, it turns out he's a pawn. If you follow the story, everything he did. By the Mishnah, when Achashverosh wanted to kill Vashti, Haman made a reform on the judicial system. The first one was Haman, by the way. And he decided that he spoke to the Achashverosh that all decrees don't have to go through the judicial system. Achashverosh has the full power to make any decree he wants. No one can veto it. Haman enacted that. Now, what was his point? Because Haman planned to kill Mordechai and all the Yidden. Haman figured he's going to come up with a whole plan. He wants to wipe out the Yiddish nation. If it has to go through the judges and everyone else over there, it has to go through the UN. Mistama, there'll be one country, maybe one person who's a Rachamon who ethically thinks it's not, you can't kill animals, so you shouldn't kill people, etc., etc. So it may not go through. So Haman figured there's only one way that he's going to get his Xavier going. He planted the seeds now. No judges, no nothing, Achashverosh. So he has an in with Achashverosh. That was Haman's thing. Because of this takono, what happened? If you go to the end of the Megillah, when by the second Mishnah, Haman fell on the bed. So Achashverosh got angry at Haman. He said, what should we do to him? Charoina walks in and says, you see that tree, 50 amos, Haman built it. Achashverosh said, Talu Olof. He took the biggest tsar in the whole presidency over there, was Haman. Haman was the highest of the highest. Maybe the vice president, maybe the prime minister, don't know. And Haman said, Achashverosh says, kill him. No, there was no court case, no judges. Doesn't make sense. The answer is, because that was from Haman's takon. Haman arranged this, that whatever Achashverosh does, so he ended up killing. It says that when Haman came back, when Haman came from taking Mordechai al Asus. So Zeresh looked out the window and she threw the garbage or the toilet, whatever it was, on Haman's head. Haman came back home, Oval the Chofi Rosh, and the Pasuk says, Vayisaper Haman Lazarus Ishto Yulakol Oyavov is Kol Asher Kiru'u. Back to Ben Ishchai, the whole town knew what happened. So Haman just paraded around the town with Kocha Yosalish. His daughter threw the garbage on him and committed suicide. So they probably knew about it in Haman's house. Haman comes home and says, let me tell you what happened today. What a day I had. I had a day, you'll never believe. It's called Hashem, they didn't know. It's cool. So says the Ben Ishchai, that's not what Haman told, they knew what happened. Haman told him like this. Haman said, terrible day, I'm in bad shape. Everyone feels bad for me. But you know how it happened? He says, it's my fault. He says, I did it. I went to the king. I went to the Achashverosh, middle of the night. Achashverosh tells me, and I was thinking, it has to be me. He made a cheshbon, 4,800,000 people in the world. And out of all them, it could only be me. There's no one else, the melech can be chofetz bikoroi. So Haman said like this, I put myself in a sakonas nefoshes, because I told the king I should get the ketzer malchus, I should get the big day malchus. He could have got killed in a second for that. He put his whole life on the line to get this covet. Yeah, that's big time. And what happened? He went, I have to do it to Mordechai. So my whole life I put on the line to get this covet, and I brought this whole, is there any bigger tzar than that? It's not just it happened to Mordechai, me. Not only, I arranged it, not only did it happen because of me, but I invested all the money. I put my life's work into this, and I brought it all on. So, Rabbi said, what do you see from here? That's the Ben Ishchai says, that's the pshat, by Yisaper Homon. He says, it's Kol HaShekru, I got the inside scoop over here. No one knows like I know. When there's a hashkocha, if a person tries to change or start up with it, you become a pawn. And you're the one that brings it all about. Like the Ben Yoyada says, on Shabbos Choftes, by Yosef Moike Shabbos, he was very mechabed Shabbos, he didn't have any money, he spent his last pennies on a fish, opened the fish, there's a diamond. Kovet Shabbos. But the Gemara there brings the beginning of the story. What was the beginning of the story? That his neighbor, the guy, had a dream that Yosef, his neighbor, is going to get all his nechassim. He said, not on my watch. He sold all his property, invested in a diamond, sewed it in his hat, so he could watch it 24/7. He walks over a bridge, the wind blew it in the water, and the fish ate it. Says the Ben Yehuda, why does the Gemara have to bring the beginning of the story? To teach us that when there's a hashkocha, his neighbor, the guy, he had a dream, he had a nevuah. If you try to change it, not only you can't move the hashkocha, kimole nima, but you're going to try, you're just going to become a pawn, and you're going to bring it all about. You're going to be the guy. That's it. He thought, so instead of, he made it the easiest way for Yitzhak Moshe Shabbos to get behetir v'lei b'yisr v'nachas v'lei b'tzar. Just bought a fish. It came into his house. Boy said that's a klal. I'm being mayrich on it. Udesla says it's short. But that's one of the big limudim from the Megillah. You follow through Haman. And you see every single thing he did was the v'nahapachu. He brought it all. He brought the mason. And this inyan of hashkocha we learn, when there's something nigzar mishamayim, it's not only you shouldn't be jealous, you have to be happy for someone else. Someone else gets something. Someone else gets a shidduch. Someone else gets a job. Someone else gets a chavrusa that you would have wanted. Whatever's nigzar man hashamayim, it was nigzar for him. You couldn't have got it if you wanted it. Everyone thinks, if I would only know the future, right? You want to be able to have a nevuah to read it, yeah? Who didn't think that? If I would know what's going to happen the next year, wow, right? You would have a good year. I would know what to do. No, you wouldn't. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, none of us have nevuah. Baruch Hashem. Because a person starts getting nevuah and you start playing around with hashkocha. You think, if I know everything that's going to happen, so then I can arrange things, stay away. You can't. You can't. It doesn't work that way. That's Yosef Moichel Shabbos. That's the guy. He saw the stars. The Ben Ishchai brings down a Maisa. A father who sent his child to learn astrology. It's a certain chochmah in the stars. It's a real chochmah. You can know the future if you know how to read the stars. It's a real chochmah. And he comes home one day, he says, Tati, or Daddy, he says, I see the stars, the poor is going to die tomorrow. His father says, yeah, let's sell it. They sold it, made money, and it died the next day. Comes back a little later, he says, I see in the stars that our house is going to burn down. Oh, great. He sold the house, made money, and taka, burned down. A few months later, the son comes home and he says, Tati, I saw in the stars that I'm going to die. Tomorrow I'm dying. And the father says, Shaitin and Tipshin we are. He says, obviously we had to get our English Mishamayim. Kodesh Boko said, instead of, many times when Kodesh Boko said, will be Merachi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waters it down. A person is supposed to lose a child. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? If they lose a cow, a business deal gone bad, they'll have such tzar from that, I'll consider it B'mokai. That'll be in place of that. So you get saved from much worse paranias. But we try to be smarter than Nashkocha. We got out of the cow, we got out of the house. So now we ended up with a real Zerah. So, Tomem Tiyem Hashem Lekecha, don't ever wish that you knew. You have to follow the gzeirah, you have to follow the hashkocha. But I'll put him away, so that's one of the big limudim from Haman. That's limud number one from Haman. I always say another limud from Haman is, I always say, don't get involved with Mishigasim. Don't get involved with Mishigasim. I always say over Tzvi Meir, he said Haman was an Eloi. That's the idea that Haman was an Eloi. He did not have an average IQ. A lot of rise there. The biggest chachomim, not stam. He was an Eloi. But Tzvi Meir said, it was said in a shmuz from him, he said, but what would, different people have Eloyishkeit for certain things. What was his Eloyishkeit? He was an Eloi in Narishkeit. Silly, silly, stupid things. He was such an Eloi in that. Every little Narishkeit he got into and made such a sugi from it, kol zeh inenu shavali. The whole world is bowing down to him. And one Yid who knew the MS, he couldn't be Seidel. He was an Eloi in Narishkeit. He said, he asked the Kasha, how could Zeresh, why did she throw the Zevel, why did she throw it on the person leading the horse? I'm assuming she had good aim. She didn't miss. Maybe she practiced. She looked out the window, maybe it was far away, so she couldn't see exactly who's Haman, who's Mordechai. She didn't know. Is Haman on the horse, or is Haman leading the horse? Maybe. But she, even if she didn't see, but she heard. She heard someone screaming, Kocho ye osa le'ish asher, someone leading the horse, Koch, and she heard a voice. Kocho ye osa le'ish asher, she didn't recognize her father's voice. Even if you couldn't see, but they heard it. She heard Kocho ye osa le'ish, so she should have figured out, and she should have thrown the Zevel on Mordechai, the one riding the horse. That's a kasha. There's different terutzim to this kasha. But he ends in the best terutz. He's in the best terutz. He said that she heard ganz good that it was Haman. She knew for sure it was her father screaming, Kocho ye osa leish. But she figured, she knew her father. Just because her father doesn't mean her father's leading the horse. She was sure it must be her father's on the horse. Haman's on the horse. Someone's leading him around, and Haman's walking around to everyone, pointing to himself, and saying, of course it was Haman's voice, but she knew her father ganz good. She knew. She was sure it must be him on the horse. Aye, he's screaming. So Haman is Masugal to do that. To get the cover to go all out in silly stupidity, and that's another limit from Haman. Mele, Haman has chusim. Rabbi say Haman has chusim. Haman, Bepshutin, was Mizera Amalek. The Amalek came because Shirofu Yudeim Menatoyru. Zohar Esa Shir also Lecha Amalek Baderech. Baderech. Amalek comes Baderech. When there's a Rifnir, Yodayim on that Derech. What was the Rifnir? which is a little bit of a rare lashon, rifyon yadayim. The Gemara in Bechoris darshins rifyon rof berefidim. The word refidim, one man the other says sherofu yadayim yadayim. What does it mean sherofu yadayim? It's not a lashon of bittul Torah. It's a lashon of rofu yadayim. Rofu yadayim. The Gemara in Bechoris brings a pasuk to prove. And the pasuk says it was a zman of melchava, and the fathers rofu yadayim from saving their children. They weren't able to. They had a rifin yadayim from saving their children in one of the melchamas in Tanakh. I don't remember which melchama. There's a shem Shmuel in Parshas Vayakel. He brings from the Tata. If he brings from the Tata, you know something good is coming. He brings from the Avnei Nezer pshat in rofu yadayim. He says Rafu Yideya means a bechina from Yush, that they didn't think they'll be able to get to where they were going, to where they were supposed to go. And he says like this, from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Matan Torah, there were 7 weeks. Sfiras HaOmer. Moshe Rabbeinu told them when they came out of Mitzrayim in 7 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to come down and speak to you. Pe'el Pe'. That's the greatest dark of a nevuah that anyone can be shayach. They hear the Eibishter. Klal Yisrael started working it. Each day in the Sefirah, with every midah, Teferi Sheva Hoy, then Hoy Sheva Netzach, every day with all the midahs. When Amole came, they were holding somewhere close to the 7th week, Pesach, the 42. They get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and Reuven says to Shimon, we've been working this in 6 weeks. There's another week left, you think. We're gonna be nevuah. Nevi'im, Amos is gonna talk to us. Are you having any chaloyma shel nevuah? Reuven says to Shimon. Shimon says no. What about you? How is your davening? Are you happy malochim in the davening? No, I don't feel major changes. I feel like I'm kamat the same when we end up in Mitzrayim. There's no way we could do it. We're not gonna make it. Says the other day that they were miyayish. It's a little bechinah for Yiddish that you're not gonna. The avoided the next few days is not going to be, it wasn't the same. When that hits, Amalek jumps on and Amalek says, you're right. You're not going to make it. You're 100% right because you're garnished and you did whatever you planned to achieve till now. It wasn't kafiyas. Klal Yisrael was on a derech. A derech means you're going somewhere. Asher korcho baderech, they try to stop that. You're not going to make it. Look at your gas tank. You think you have enough gas? Check again. Maybe not. You're right. If Klal Yisrael would have been Mamshich, they would have got there. They would have got to Mount Torah. They would have been Gedoy the Neviim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been Metarim. That's the koyach of Amalek, Boisei. It's a Moridika Zach that a person could convince himself where he could go, where he can't go, where he's going to get. I'm not going to achieve my goals. But Boisei, you just have to keep going. You keep going and soifa gedula lovey, soifa hatzlocha lovey. Same with one more point. If you look at the Medrash in the Megillah, when Haman came to take Mordechai on the horse, so it says he came, he asked around town, where's Mordechai? Hold the Mordechai. More Megillah also, Dafter Zayin brings it. And Mordechai was in the base Medrash. There were 400 Talmid, Tinoika Shel Beis Rabba, and they're learning. And Mordechai ran in, and they told him, Haman's coming. He said to them, run home. He's coming for me, not for you. They didn't know he's coming to take him on the horse. He said, run home. And the Tinoika Shel Beis Rabba says, hey, we're sticking with the Rebbe. We're not going home. Where you are, we are. So Haman, Mordechai grabbed his talis. So David, Haman walks in. What's going on over here? What's this asifa for? What's going on? And he asked the children, so they're learning. He says, what are you learning? So they said, we're learning Dine Kmitza. Kmitza Sa'oimer. It was Yom Tez Zayin Benis and Yom Hakrova Sa'oimer. So they're being Isaac in the Inyan of the Yoma. Everyone in the Inyan of the Yoma. So Haman says, your Kmitza of the Yoma was Doiche, my Aseres Alof and Kikar Kesef. Haman Chavit on his own. He He says, him, Achashverosh, gave Mishus to kill all the Yidin. Everything should be going. There's a wrench in the system. Something is blocking things. He didn't. Yeah, Haman was a Russia, but he wasn't stupid. Haman himself had that this Koyach HaTorah that they were sitting and learning, and this was the beginning of the downfall of Haman. This was the bringing Mordechai and the Sus. Haman himself had it. They were sitting and learning in the Shverit Zeiten, being Omel, in Kmitza, in Inyani Kmitza. If Kmitza, my boy said, Kmitza could do that, imagine what Yevamos could do. Imagine what Yevamos could do. Rabbi said, Haman knew the Koyach of Torah. The Levush says that why by Purim there's a Mishnah, the Simcha, and by Chanukah it's Halal Vahidah, because Halal was a Gezerah on Ruchnias. Purim was a Gezerah on the Guf. Lahash midu la'arig. La'arig. So Mamela, the Simcha is a Simcha Saguf. So I once did a Kashi by one of the Purim Sutras. It says, La'ihudim hoysa oiro the Simcha. It's also oiro the Torah. It's connected what Haman wanted to be Mevatel. Haman was Geyser on the Torah. What does the Levush say? Haman was Geyser on the Guf. He wasn't Geyser on the Torah. He was. La'ihudim hoysa oiro. So one of my sons, my older son, said, Shad, he wasn't Geyser on the Torah. He was Geyser on the Geschmack of Torah. We shouldn't enjoy learning Torah. We shouldn't enjoy learning Torah. He took out all the Geschmack and Mephoshim from the Beis Medrash. All the Geschmack and Mephoshim. He made sure that when they're building next door, they should be drilling day after day. Be a lot of noise. The elevator is going to break towards the end of this month every other day. Take out the whole gishmak, make it hard for them that they'll lose cheshik and they won't. Learn. But that they shouldn't have the gishmak that Torah gives. That's all I'm saying. He was going on the goof. He knew what he was doing. Without the gishmak that Torah, it's not going to work. Mamela, we have this chus to, it's Purim. And this Seder, like I said, when we started, it's going down for us. The Olam is learning very stark. And we should talk about Zerich on Purim. The Ramchal says, Derech Hashem, when he's talking about the Yom Tov of Purim, each Yom Tov and Moed is Mesugel for something at that time. And he says, what's Purim? Kabbalah Satori Baratzen. Kabbalah Satori Baratzen. Isn't that what we want? We all want it, or at least we want to want. So, wanting to want, and you want to move it up a little bit, it's Purim. It's Kabbalah Satori Baratzen. That's what he says. That the Eibishter Shataka give us the Vaharivno, the Simcha, and the Rotzen, that we should feel a Sipuk. We should feel a Sipuk. Yesterday I was by a Shmuz. Not yesterday, Thursday, last week. One second, I don't remember anymore. What's today? Tuesday. Sunday night I was by a Shmuz from the Boshe. We gave a Shmuz in the Yeshiva. And 20 to 10, it's like a 10, 11 minute shmuz. I asked him to speak, and he came and he spoke, a little bit about, he said over this Gemara, with the Kmitza, Koyach HaTorah, he was talking about the Amelas HaTorah, and in Yom Purim, and then he said, when a person has an Amelas HaTorah, he says, if you're learning, Moshe, if you're learning a Taisvus, it's not enough just to read the Taisvus. You finish the Taisvus once and it's not clear, you go over it again, Nochamo. Finish the Taisvus, Nochamo. Go back to the Vim Toymar. Do I understand the Kasha and the Teretz? Then he went on, spoke about a few Orachayims, and he said, and if you're learning a Taisvus and you don't understand it, you go again, that's amazing, Nochamo. And if you did it the second time, Nochamo. And speak out the cheshbon. What does Taisus ask? What does he answer? How does it answer the kasha? Ah, now I have. Taisus asks like this, and this is how it answers. Then he went on, spoke about other things. And then he said, and when you're learning a Taisus, so I call upon him, listen to me. So right when he went down, I said to Rabosha, Shkoyach. I said, it's nicker that you're coming straight from saying Shir on a Taisus in Yevamos. I have no suffering. He said, you're right, how do you know? He said, you're 100% right. I said, Chalitza Psuva. That was the Hatayis and Chafaf on the base. The Shia was over 9:30, and someone drove him right there. I picked it up in the second. What was the pshat? Was it because I saw he was pulling himself to say the Shmuz, he had to pull himself out of something. And every time he mentioned Taisvus, he was just back in the Taisvus. Back in the Taisvus. Nochamal. Remember, no, we were saying the Shmuz over here. And then back to the Taisvus. He kept on, he couldn't get out of the Taisvus. And he said to me, Balazs, he said, Taki, you're right. How did you know? I said, I can pick it up. And, I said, no, I know the Rebbe. I know. He says, you're right. He said, believe me, I don't remember right now. He just stepped down. He says, if you ask me to say what I said, I cannot tell you one word. He says, I cannot repeat one word that I just said. I have no idea what I just said. Well, see, that's what it means to live in Yavamas, to live in something. He had to pull himself out somehow. Like your Baruch Beis said, you can't ask me if I'm not holding, don't ask me a shayla or a sugya, it's mir shvea rois game. I can't get out. So he has a chesed. He does as a chesed. He doesn't say a shmuz. He'll pull himself out, but it was a melchama there to get out of that taisvus. And Mirza Shema Baisim, we should all be zoicha to have this ligging, to be toyam, the mesikas of Torah, the amelis of Torah, the oidim should have a freilichin, geshmaka, simchas de kippurim.
Right, look, I used to have